Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Law of Assumption podcast. Today's episode is about your mental diet. There are two gifts that have been given to us from God, source energy, the universe, consciousness, whatever it is that you desire to call it, and that is your mind and your speech. You have been given the gift of being able to think whatever you desire, which is your inner speech, your inner conversation with yourself, and the gift of being able to say whatever you desire when you're expressing yourself to others. The conversations that you're having with yourself and with other people should always be a reflection of who you are in your truest form and of the life that you desire to live. Whatever you're saying to yourself inwardly that you think no one is hearing is being manifested into your world, and whatever you're saying when you express yourself to others is a reflection of your thoughts, it's a reflection of your what you identify with and the beliefs that you agree to. The conversations that you're having with yourself and with others are also a reflection of your mental diet. And your mental diet affects the way that you think and feel about yourself. It affects the way that you think and feel about other people. And it affects your perception of the world that you live in and how you're experiencing it. Your mental diet is a compilation of several things, such as the music that you're listening to, movies that you're watching, whatever you're streaming on any of the available platforms, information that you're absorbing when you're in school, books that you're reading, whether it's for educational purposes or it's for just leisure, podcasts you may be listening to, newspapers or magazines, social media, conversations that you're having with friends and family, and anything that has the potential to fill your mind with thoughts, which could be positive or negative. It could be happy thoughts, loving thoughts, doubtful or fearful thoughts. Whatever information that you're consuming from any of these sources, it's composing your mental diet and programming your mind. And that is altering your inner beliefs, and your inner beliefs dictate the decisions that you make. And the decisions that you make dictate the life experiences that you end up having. All of this correlates to manifesting, intentional manifesting, because you've manifested your entire life on autopilot until you became aware that you can manifest intentionally. Until you became aware that the power that created the entire universe dwells within you, and because of that, you have the ability to intentionally manifest any experience that you desire. The belief system that you rely on for yourself, it's impacted by your mental diet directly. Intentional manifesting is not supposed to feel like it's difficult. It's actually easy. We're all actually master manifestors because we've been manifesting our entire life, and we didn't even know that we were manifesting. So you're already a master manifester. It's just a matter of you learning how to do it intentionally, which is directly affected by your belief system. So intentional manifesting is not challenging, but your mental diet directly affects it. And so you want to make sure that your mental diet is a reflection of the life that you desire to live, or who you desire to become, or what you desire to attain in your life. Because in order to successfully manifest a desired state and maintain it in your life, you must change the way that you think, which means being conscious of the content that you're consuming on a regular basis. You're the gardener of your mind, and because of that, you should be selective about the content that you're consuming. You should protect your mind the same way that you protect your home, the same way that you protect your friendships and your family and anything that's valuable to you. You shouldn't be so willing to give your attention to things that are not aligned with the life that you envision yourself living. What are you watching on TV? Who are you spending your time with? What are you listening to? What are you reading? What are you mentally consuming that's affecting your ability to hear your inner being, your inner God, your inner guide, your internal GPS, which is our intuition, is guiding us through our life? What are you consuming that's clouding your judgment and instilling fear and doubt-based beliefs within you? These are questions that you can ask yourself when your life experiences don't appear to be aligned with the life that you prefer to live. If you're consistently watching crime TV, the news, listening to fear-based content or sad music, scary documentaries, and movies that are full of violence or scary things that can actually happen in real life, you're not going to have high vibrational thoughts. Your thoughts are not going to be based in love and prosperity and happiness and great health, because that type of content leads to fear and doubt-based thoughts, which is low vibrational frequency, and it's not in alignment with living a happy and fulfilling life. Now, I'm not saying that you can't manifest loving experiences into your life while consuming these types of content. However, are you going to be able to maintain those things in your life? Because anytime that you're consuming content that is filled with fear and doubt and has the potential to plant seeds in your mind, thus creating fear and doubt within you, anytime that you're consuming that, if depending on how often you're consuming it, it is going to affect your mental diet, which is going to affect your beliefs, which is going to affect how you feel about yourself, and it's going to affect your ability to believe in yourself and to be confident in your ability to tap into that power and create the life experiences that you want for yourself. If your goal is to intentionally manifest loving experiences into your life and sustain those for the remainder of your life, then you have to take inventory of what you're mentally consuming. And you have to either cut it out completely because it's not in alignment with the life that you desire to experience, or you have to watch it in moderation. This way it doesn't plant seeds of fear and doubt within you, which will affect the way that you think and feel about yourself, the way you think and feel about others, and the world that you live in. You don't have to sit and watch and binge a TV show for the entire weekend. You can watch one episode and then go do something fun. Go connect with nature. Do something that you love. And then watch another episode the following week or the week after that. The show isn't going anywhere. It's going to always be there. You can avoid listening to sad music. It's okay to listen to the songs that you love and music that might be, you know, fire at the moment. But you don't want to be listening to that stuff every day, all day, because then it's going to affect the relationships that you have with the special person in your life. If you're listening to music about cheating and broken hearts and all that stuff, how is that going to affect your mental diet? How is it going to affect your relationships and the way that you feel about yourself and the way that you feel about the people that you love? It's just something for you to think about. It's something for you to consider. What is your mental diet? What are you consuming on a regular basis? And how is that directly impacting the way that you feel about yourself, the way that you feel about other people, and the world that you live in? How is it influencing your life and the decisions that you're making for yourself? Neville Goddard has a lecture. It's called Mental Diet. You can find it on YouTube. He discusses the importance of nurturing your mind by being selective about what you're mentally consuming. And I can tell you from my own experience that when I learned about your mental diet, that I cut back on so many things that I used to watch. I barely watch TV anymore. There are shows out there that I absolutely love to watch and music that I absolutely love to listen to. But I realized that it was affecting my belief system. It was affecting the decisions that I was making because I was consuming too much of it, which was, again, creating and you know, composing my mental diet. The journey of intentional manifesting is a lifestyle. And so when you assume this lifestyle, you also are unlearning old ways and habits. And on that journey, you should be learning how to protect your mind by only consuming content that's in alignment with the life that you desire to live and experiences that you desire to have. So the takeaways from today's episode is to take inventory of your mental diet. What are you consuming? What are you watching on a regular basis? Who are you talking to and what type of conversations are you having? What type of music are you listening to? What are you reading? Even if it's just a billboard, even if it's just, you know, advertisements in Subway, you know, magazines. They hand out magazines. They used to hand out magazines on the subway every Wednesday. I haven't been on the subway in a while because, well, since COVID. But they used to hand out magazines every Wednesday and it would have all kinds of stuff in it. So what are you consuming on a regular basis? What are you listening to? What are you watching? Who are you talking to? What are you guys talking about? These are things that you need to think about. And whatever is not in alignment with you living your best life, it doesn't deserve your attention. And that's it for today's episode. If today's message resonated with you, or if it helped you in any way, share this message with someone. Share it with someone that you know that you think it would benefit. Let's spread the awareness of your mental diet, and how it affects your belief system, the decisions you make in your life and that you're living according to, and its correlation to intentional manifesting. And if you haven't purchased a copy of my Manifesting E-Guide yet, you can find the link of this in this episode. Purchase your copy. What are you waiting for? You get an automatic 10% off at checkout. And if you're not following me on social media, check me out on Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube at Law of Assumption with two N's. That's Law of Assumption with two N's. Tune in next week for the next episode of the Law of Assumption podcast. See you later.